Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. An Israel Day parade like no other. The Israel Day on 5th March is the city's first since the October 7th attacks and the war in Gaza. Organizers are not calling this the Celebrate Israel parade this year because of the war and the fact that Israeli hostages are still in Hamas captivity. The theme of this event is Bring Them Home. And security will be tight. Mayor Adams.
We are not going to allow any unlawfulness and any disruption of any celebration of one's heritage in this city.
NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban says there is no credible threat, but they're treating this more like Times Square on New Year's Eve.
There'll be certain measures that you will see, and there'll be others that you don't see. Obviously, uniformed officers will be posted around the parade route. There'll be an increased police presence in the surrounding area, including our screening checkpoints at points of entry, as well as bike teams, aviation, K-9, transit, and our other specialized units.
Parade steps off at 11:30 a.m. at 5th and East 57th and runs to East 74th. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds throughout the day for full coverage. Pride Month is getting underway.
To every New Yorker celebrating Pride, we will always stand with you in the fight for LGBTQ+ rights. We are New York City, out loud and proud. Happy Pride.
From Mayor Adams on X there, Governor Hochul offered support, too.
To the LGBTQ community here in New York, you are valued, you are loved, you're always welcome here. Happy Pride.
Today is the first big event in the city, the new Queens Pride Parade, expected to draw some 50,000 people, second largest parade in the region. David Kilmnick is the LGBT Network president.
I am so looking forward to being with over 60,000 people, smiling, waving rainbows, you know, being able to celebrate truly and authentically, to see the great diversity, the rich diversity that New Queens Pride brings as, you know, as we're in the Worldsboro, and to just have a really good time.
Also today, now that parade steps off at 37th Avenue and 89th Street in Jackson Heights. Also today, the Pride Center of Staten Island hosts its annual family-friendly Pride Festival at the Snug Harbor Cultural Center and Botanical Garden in Livingston. That runs from noon to 3. Police want your help finding a nasty mugger who ambushed a couple of girls on a Crown Heights street. This happened last Wednesday in broad daylight. The girls, aged 14 and 6, were just walking near Eastern Parkway and Ralph Avenue after 3 p.m. The man came up behind them, demanded the 14-year-old's necklace. She said no. He choked the 6-year-old with one hand while ripping off her necklace with the other, then took the older girl's chain, too. Both girls checked out at the hospital. Suspect ran off. Police have released surveillance photos of him and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. There's a 7-alarm fire working right now in Patterson this morning. This massive blaze started around midnight at 195 Broadway, which is a mixed-use building with apartments and businesses. Fire is still burning. Some 36 firefighters said to be on scene. So far, no serious injuries reported. The Red Cross is helping about a dozen residents affected by the fire, and there is no word so far on a cause. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest information as it comes in. Today is the Tunnel to Towers climb at World Trade Center. 1,000 people will climb 102 floors, some 2,200 steps. Frank Stiller is the chair and CEO of the Steven Stiller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. He tells 1010 Winds this is a great event, but
it is a day of sacrifice to run up those stairs, but nothing, not even a speck compared to what my brother did and so many others almost 23 years ago.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation helps the families of fallen first responders as well as wounded veterans and more. The climb begins at 5 a.m., expected to be over by 9 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.